This year we have virtually each of our Sundays focused upon some aspect of the biblical teaching of the kingdom of God. And on second Sunday of October, I brought to the congregation a message entitled The Kingdom of God and the Persecution of the Faithful. At that moment when we brought that message to you, I was not aware that we were going to also have an observation of the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. I did not feel that, A, we should repeat the message from several weeks ago, and number two, B, I did not think we should neglect the message for today of the persecuted church, because it's a very, 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 very critical message. So we're going to do something a little bit different today, and as a kind of affirmation, if you will, that the Lord was directing this. During the week, I received a phone call from a very, very, very precious young lady. Vignetta is her name, Peters. And she is a missionary, or has been for many years, a missionary to Russia. She was born in Russia, raised as a Muslim, and converted and accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as her Savior many years ago, and has been a missionary with the YWAM organization, that's Youth with a Mission, for many years. Now, only the workings of the Lord could have brought this all about at this time. But the director of the Nehemiah ministry resigned because he'd been there exactly 20 years since I left, and he took over, been 20 years. And that's a 24/7 day operation. And he was just really getting worn out. And so they put out a call to a new director, and a gentleman who was an ordained minister responded to the call, and they were all set to have him come, and he had a heart attack and died. Now, that appeared to be, of course, a very, very, very tragic situation, because there was no indication. He had had cancer, but the issue was not his heart. So this was really threw the Nehemiah ministry into a bit of a tailspin. But almost exactly at that same time, the government of Russia kicked this family out of Russia and said, you can no longer work and minister in this country. Now, Vignetta had trained 12 individuals also to be missionaries, and the aspect of leaving them was really, really painful. But the Holy Spirit, both to the board of Nehemiah and also to the Peters family, made it clear that Brian was to accept the call to be the new director of the Nehemiah ministry, and that all of their years on the mission field would put them in good stead to do that. So they accepted the call, and I had the honor and the privilege of installing or commissioning him a week ago into his new position as director of Nehemiah ministry. Thursday, I received a phone call from Vignetta wanting to know if I had made arrangements yet for her to speak at the Servants of the King ministry, which we founded some years ago. But we have to change our meeting time, and that hasn't been established. Now just watch how the Lord moves through each of these steps. And I got to praying and thinking, well, if we're going to celebrate the International Sunday of the Persecution of Christians, who better to speak than someone who just days ago was evicted as a Christian from communist Russia? So immediately following this service today, the Peters family, Vignetta especially, is going to speak to our congregation on the persecuted church. Now, Jackie, if you're ready, we want to introduce all of this today with a video that comes to us from the Voice of the Martyrs. So if you're...
My name is Rebecca. I live in the north of Nigeria. One evening I was out with my daughter, and on our way home we saw smoke rising above our village. We were under attack. There was nothing we could do to defend ourselves. My husband and I were married in that village. My wedding day, it was the happiest day of my life. Some members of our church gave us a wedding gift. It was a Bible. We read it together, every day. Children were old enough, we read it to them and their friends.
Let the little children come to me.
Let the little children come to me.
And do not forbid them.
And do not forbid them.
For such is the kingdom of heaven.
Such is the kingdom
of heaven. Matthew chapter 19.
Verse 14.
On the day our village burnt to the ground, my husband and my son were killed in the attack. I was devastated. I mourned for many months. Some of us were able to return to our village to reclaim anything that was left. Parts of Genesis and Revelation were burnt, but the rest was mostly intact. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All flesh is like grass, and all its glory like a wild flower. The grass withers and the flower falls off. But the word of the Lord endures forever. I still use this Bible. it reminds me of God's faithfulness. Naked I came from my mother's womb, but naked I shall return there. The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord is a husband to all widows. I look to him for every need. This is what I am still holding on to.
Well, we are blessed by the beautiful ministry of the Voice of the Martyrs, which supplies us here in this congregation every month with material. This magazine, which is their official publication, Voice of the Martyrs, is always available for you to borrow. It's here on the front bench. There are also copies in the lower entryway. And these magazines, each month the magazine is filled with narratives and testimonies, just like you saw here this morning, which helps us to kind of remove ourselves momentarily from our world, where we dwell, where we walk and live, to see the spectacle of a world that is unbelievable. As I watched this morning, couldn't help comparing those pictures to what appears on the news almost every evening of the devastation in Ukraine. Interestingly enough, the devastation right now is being wrought by Marxist communist individuals, corruption, government. You know, folks, if possible, as Christians, or just as citizens, to become so comfortable in our American life, American Christianity, whatever, that we lose sight of the plight, the suffering that so many are going through, it, and so many of them are Christian because they are particular under assault. That's why on that back wall we have kept there for a couple of years a gift from Voice of the Martyrs, which is a reminder of the world map to pray each week for the persecuted church and do. And we shall continue. Also, Voice of the Martyrs is one of the many allied Christian ministries that this congregation supports with offerings and support, both prayers and financial. And so that is part of what our benevolence funds go each month. Voice of the Martyrs. Now I want to close this message today with a very, very, very personal testimony. I've only personally been on one mission trip in my life. It was a delight. I enjoyed every moment. A missionary trip to Belize to teach there on behalf of YWAM ministry for the mission. It was just a powerful, powerful time there. But it reminded me, as I was there, because one of the evenings that we were having our evening meeting, soldiers, Galatian soldiers, began marching through the campground with powerful lights and rifles. And we couldn't imagine, was this an assault against the Christian ministry? What was going on? Well, it so happened that several individuals escaped from a Belizean prison, and they thought they would be safe in this Christian
campground ministry because no one would assault them or come after them in that location. Well, I'm not too sure how that all turned out, but it brought home to me in those few minutes trying to sort out what was going on. We're in the middle of Christian meeting, and I believe we were at the point of the worship time. Folks were worshiping the Lord, and all of a sudden, these bright lights are going through the edge of the perimeter of the property, and the soldiers in fatigues with big rifles. It takes your breath away for a moment until it gets sorted out as to what you're really facing. And that took me back to a day years before when we found out that Christ the King, that's the church where I was for 25 years, that Christ the King was going to have a special visit. We're going to have a visit from Pastor Richard Wernbrand. And he was coming through that area of Ohio, and he wanted to speak to as many churches as he could. So he contacted Christ the King through his leadership team, and we made arrangements for him to come on Wednesday evening and also sent out an invitation to others. So Richard Wernbrand became one of the most visible evidences of persecution at that time by the torture that he went through at the hand of the communists in Romania. And his book, Torture for Christ, is a classic in Christian literature. So he came on a Wednesday evening, it was unbelievable. And because of the torture and the beatings and the brutality of his imprisonment, his voice was so weak that they told me they had to crank up the sound system just to hear his voice and what he was saying. Well, it was someone decided that we were going to invite him and his tiny little wife for breakfast the next morning, kind of send him on his way, and they asked me to come by the room. And they seated me right next to him. I have no idea what they had for breakfast. I don't know. All I know is it was all I could do to drink a cup of coffee. I had never, in my 47 years, I had never sat next to a tortured saint. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to feel. I know that there was a tendency to feel sorry for him, but he was so filled with joy, and he was so filled with love, that you couldn't feel sorry for him. In fact, you began to somehow sense that what he went through refined, as gold is refined, the precious gift of Jesus in his heart and in his life and in his ministry. And so I just sat and took it all in. But I've never forgotten those moments. And then later, Pastor Richard Wernbrand and his wife founded the ministry of Voice of the Martyrs. And so whenever I pick up that magazine, I go back to that breakfast in Cleveland many, many, many years ago. And the very privilege of sitting next to a true saint of the Lord Jesus Christ. So this is the Sunday we honor, remember, and pray for First Peter Church. And we'll have a very special event in just a few minutes in the little area where Peter's already arrived and ready for us. Father, our hearts are deeply touched by the fact that without our knowing their names or their identifications, we know that there are thousands of people who are paying extremely high price to name the name of Jesus on this earth. They're suffering, many of them are persecuted, and many have been executed. We have a relatively easy opportunity in America yet for this time to serve and witness, to be a light and a salt of Jesus. We cry out to you today, oh, let us not waste time. Let us not fritter away what time we have. But through prayer and witnessing and serving, let us be faithful to that area of ministry that you have given to each of us. Until such day as we arrive at your home and place you in prayer for each of us. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the fellowship of the precious Holy Spirit with you all. And the Lord's people say,
Amen.
Go in peace and joy. If you wish a prayer for any reason, the first thing will be at your home.